themselves.
Gentlemen, Hanukkah Sameach to everyone. Before we begin this year, I'd like to go ahead and introduce it with two comments. Comment number one, try not to believe slogans. Slogans are usually cheap. They're usually for you to hear a soundbite, and there's not much depth to it. So therefore, when you hear slogans such as, we always, whatever the Shulchan Aruch says, we used to go by. We have nothing but the Shulchan Aruch. It's a very nice slogan. Many of the times it's true, but like any slogan, it has its exception to the rule. Slogans such as, peace now. And we know what happened with that. Mashiach now. And we know what happened with that. Slogans. Slogans are usually without depth, they're for the masses, and they're usually not true. And therefore, be very careful when you hear slogans, even within the halachic system, such as, we always paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, and whoever doesn't say like us is an absolute heretic. Gentlemen, we all know the Shulchan Aruch is important, the Shulchan Aruch was accepted, but, like everything, there's exceptions to the rule. Introduction number one. Yeah.
Tomorrow we're having a talk. Can a poser paskin against the Pesach of Gedolim?
Gedolim.
Nevertheless, let's go with agreement.
Who's giving the talk? Okay. I actually have a lecture on that. It's actually, I believe, online. I don't understand what the Shaila is, but okay. Number two. Anytime you hear the following words, your custom is no good, assume the opposite. Namely, that even if you think that based on your learning, your intellectual capacity, your minhag of your family is no good, don't abolish it until you're very careful to research it, understand it, and then say, okay, maybe it was indeed an error. I'll give you an example. Very simple. Someone on the day that they say Yisker puts on a Yahrzeit candle. It's a Yontif. She says Yisker. She puts on a Yahrzeit candle. Are you allowed to light a Yisker candle on Yontif? Questionable. Let's assume it's okay by transferring fire. I'm not saying it's okay. Let's assume so. But one thing is for sure. There is no minhag that when you come home from shul and Yisker is finished, you blow it out on Yontif. Havara is allowed on Yontif by transferring fire. Kibui is not allowed on Yontif. So that's a custom that obviously started with a ta'ut, with a mistake. On the other hand, there are many customs out there that maybe are not in the normative Shulchan Aruch Ramah, but they're legitimate customs. So slogans and customs, don't believe slogans and actually believe in customs. Those are the introduction to this year. This year won't make anyone here become disenfranchised because there's not a lot of lumdus here. This is not a shir where if you didn't drink coffee this morning, even though I see it over there, you're not going to understand it. If you didn't have sugar in your coffee, you're going to be lost. This is a simple shir. Everybody knows that we have in halacha many catch-22s. Correct? Catch-22 that I tell anyone coming to Judaism is that we have to eat 3 meals on Shabbos, but we're not allowed to cook. And we can barely warm them up. Try to get out of that one. God bless you. We have a catch-22. This Friday night, we have a halacha that you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. Is that the Oraisa or the Rabbanan? The Oraisa. But you have a halacha that you're supposed to light the Hanukkah candles from the time that the sun goes down or Tzeit HaKochavim from the time it gets dark for half an hour. And what are you going to do? The two coincide on Friday night. You're supposed to light candles for Hanukkah. Is that a din d'oraisa d'rabbanan? The prototype of a d'rabbanan. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's not an iser d'rabbanan. And you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, you're not allowed to light candles. So, open and shut case, the d'oraisa trumps the d'rabbanan. And I'm not saying that politically. I like the word trumps. If you find another word, tell me. And therefore, we light candles earlier on Friday night. There is a seif in Shulchan Aruch saying that you can light candles from Plaga Mincha. We usually don't utilize it. Once a week on Hanukkah, we have no choice. That's simple. Now comes our shir. Motzei Shabbos. You're not allowed to light candles until Shabbos is up. So by default, there's no lighting of candles from Shkia. The first possible time you can light candles is Tzeta Kochavim plus. Dark plus, when it becomes dark, plus what we call Tosefes Shabbos. That we paskin, you have to add on a little bit to Shabbos. So whenever it says Shabbos is out on your calendar, that's when you can theoretically light two kinds of candles. Which two kinds of candles?
Havdalah
and Hanukkah candles. Which goes first? So here it's not an open and shut case because you can light both. Which goes first? Tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. We have Avdallah every week. We have Hanukkah once a year. Look on your source sheet, left side of the page. See what you say logically is actually in Gemara sometimes. See, sometimes you actually say things that are logical. It happens. Don't get used to it, but it happens. Doesn't happen to me often, but sometimes, woo, right there. Take a look. Matnitin, Mishnah and Horayos, Kol hatadir mechavero, kodem et chavero. Tadir v'sheino, tadir tadir kodem. You have to put on talis and tefillin. Talis is put on every day of the week. Tefillin is put on every day of the week except for Shabbos. Which goes first?
Talis.
So, all year Havdalah, once a year Hanukkah, I would have said Havdalah first, Hanukkah second, makes perfect sense. Okay, we'll get to the shul in a moment. It's in here. However, gentlemen. Pardon?
Not in Eretz Yisrael, but shuls don't make Havdalah.
Many shuls don't make Havdalah, some do actually. It's not all over. And indeed, it's not just a theoretical law with talis and tefillin. It's very practical. As a matter of fact, it's practical sometimes one, two, three, four times a year on a certain Yom Tov. Which Yom Tov am I talking about? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Simchas Torah. Shuls have a tendency not to daven fast. And therefore, davening takes a very long time. If you look on the left side of the sheet, the Gemara in Brachos says, Tana Rabbanan, hayu lefanav shtei tfilot, echad shel mincha ve'echad shel musaf. Imagine you're davening in a shul, and the chazan didn't start hinani he'ani mimas yet. Musaf did not start yet, and it's already mincha gedolah time. Which goes first? So based on what you all said, what should go first? Mincha, then daven musaf. Says the Gemara, "Mitpalel shem mincha, ve'arkachach mitpalel shem musaf, shezot tadira, v'zoi na tadira." Open and shut case. If we would have ended here, I would have said, "What's the big deal? Make Avdallah, light the Hanukkah candles. Anyway, you're not lighting on time because you're already after the so-called time." Again, today I will get to why maybe it is on time. But the bottom line is, you would have asked me. That's the law throughout halacha. It should be the same here.
When you use the word tadir, is that itself a halacha or sort of a minhag?
It's a minhag, not in the word custom. Minhag can also mean the way we nohag, the way we do things. When you have two mitzvot, the way we do things is, our nohag, not minhag, minhag means custom, is to do the tadir first and then the she'ino tadir.
Because would it be halacha, open and shut, there wouldn't be much discussion?
Yeah. But like anything in halacha, there are other factors and other rules and regulations. This rule and regulation is pretty consistent. We have it throughout halacha.
Yaknahas.
So that is a question. Comes along Mr. Weiser and says, very nice. What about Yaknahas? Yaknahas stands for, anyone want to try this one? Yain Kiddush, Ner Havdalah Zman. Okay, now gentlemen, how many times on a Motzei Shabbos do we say Kiddush? Rare! It happens that a Yom Tov comes out on a Motzei Shabbos, but rare it is. So if you'd have asked me, Motzei Shabbos, you have to make Havdalah from Shabbos to Yontif, and you have to make Kiddush in honor of Yontif, so first say Havdalah, and then say Kiddush. That's not what we do. We say Borei Pri HaGefen. Okay, that's the beginning of Havdalah and Kiddush. Then we say Kiddush, and then we say Havdalah. What's the story over there? Comes along the Gemara and Brachos, another Gemara and Brachos, right side of the page. Beit Shammai Omrim, Ner Muslim B'Samim V'Havdalah. When you have to do all of the above, this is the order. Beit Hillel Omrim, Ner B'Samim Muslim V'Havdalah. Kasami Beit Shammai. Ayu Le'yoma, Kama D'Makdiminan Le'adif. When you want to accept upon yourself a holy day, do it as early as possible. An early Shabbos, encouraged. However, apuke yoma, when you want to get rid of the day, such as when you're going from a Shabbos to a Yontif. So what are you doing? You're going from a very high level of sanctity with 39 forbidden acts to a lower level of sanctity with just how many forbidden acts?
Right.
Now that's a quick trick question I was about to say, but not bad. Less. 38 is cooking. You're right. Let's continue. How are you going to cook? Need to light a fire? There goes 37. Next.
The fire's literally.
Your Yahrzeit candle went out. You have to go to your neighbor. Can you carry the candle without an Eruv? On Yontif? Yes. 36 is out. And then you have an open and open question. Well, how many more malachot are allowed for cooking? That's an open question. We generally say milash vahala, from the time you knead the dough and further. So kneading is out at 35. It's a trick question. But definitely Yontif has less prohibitions than Shabbos. So here you're getting rid of a lot of prohibitions. Says the Gemara, Kama demachrinan le'adif. So what should you do? Put it as late as possible. Why? Kiva ki hechi delo lahave alai kemasoi. So it doesn't look like, oh, this was a heavy load. I'm so happy to get rid of it. You know the minions Motzei Shabbos. There's two kinds of minions on Motzei Shabbos. They're the minions that daven exactly at Avdolah time. They're saying, we're not going to get rid of Shabbos until like we have no choice. And then there are the minions that say, no, we want to get rid of Shabbos as soon as possible. They're called Megarshei HaShabbos. They start 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos, 10 minutes before. So exactly at Avdolah, they're there. So on a fast day, I can understand. They're hungry. On Shabbos, what are you running for? I don't know. So I think a very nice way to compromise is the 5 minutes before. The 5 minutes before, you don't finish exactly at Havdalah time, albeit you don't finish 10 minutes after Havdalah time. Not a bad compromise. Says the Gemara, when you're going from a high level of sanctity to a lower, push it off. So this Motzei Shabbos, we had a high level of sanctity. We're not allowed to light candles. We're coming down to a very low level of sanctity. 39 melachos are off the table now. We're allowed to do all 39. So push it off as much as possible. Therefore, you can understand the yaknahaz of Mr. Weiser. You say Kiddush first and Havdalah last because you want to put the Havdalah as late as possible in order to show God and all around you. It's not like we're suffering because we're not lighting fire. But rather, when you're going from a high level to a low level, you want people to look, oh, it was so terrible to keep Shabbos. Let's push it away. And indeed, that seems to be another consideration. So we mentioned, Tadir v'sheino Tadir would dictate what goes first, Hanukkah candles or Havdalah? Havdalah. On the other hand, if you want to show that getting rid of Shabbos is not something you want to do, what should go last? Havdalah and Hanukkah candle should go first. Yeah, I know what you're going to ask, but try it.
Is there another idea that you want the day to end before the new day starts? So Havdalah and Shabbos.
Well, see, no one says that. It's interesting. I didn't see that in the poskim. And Shabbos go into that? Yeah. We don't see that. Motzei Shabbos of Yom Tov, we don't see that. The day ends, but what do? We do Yaknahaz. So what do? Atavach atal mikol ha'amim. Shabbat. Yontif. Then we say the Havdalah and the Davening. Vatodiyein. Then we go back to Yontif. Same thing with Yaknahaz. We start with Yontif, we go back to Shabbos. Nobody says, finish Shabbos, go into Yontif. Like a good, brisker category. You know, finish this, go into that. Doesn't work that way. Interesting. So, you see what's happening here? Tadir v'sheino tadir versus don't get rid of Shabbos too fast. That's what's going against each other. Nafkamina, what goes first? Havdalah candles or Shabbos candles? Yeah.
What's the question? I mean, first to have Havdalah, you can't light a Hanukkah candle without Havdalah.
Why not?
Because it's still, you have to make Havdalah.
If you make Havdalah in davening, you're allowed to do malacha.
Let's say he didn't say Havdalah.
So you say Baruch Hamavgil Ben Kodesh Lechol.
But he didn't say that.
So you have a problem, yes.
Logically
then, Mr. Weiser, you can't do any of the above.
Once you make Abdullah, no matter what.
So Mr. Weiser's comment is correct. If you didn't do any sort of Havdalah, either in davening or by saying Baruch Hamavgil, then unfortunately, you're stuck. In other words, you can't light the Havdalah candle yet, and you can't light the Hanukkah candle yet. So you got to do one of those. The question is, once you've done it verbally, what goes first?
Okay.
Now let me put in another consideration. We mentioned Tadir v'sheino Tadir, and we mentioned pushing away the Shabbos is not a good idea. Another consideration. Same Gemara and Brachos, a different point of view. Rabbi Yehuda. Tan Rabban ani ulfanav shtei tefilot echad shel mincha v'echad shel musaf. Rabbi Yehuda omer. Mitpalel shel musaf, achar kach mitpalel shel mincha. Why Musaf goes before Mincha? Shezo mitzvah uveret, v'zo mitzvah sheina uveret. Theoretically, you can only gaven musaf for the first 7 hours of the day, lechatchila. B'diyevet all day. Mincha, you got until shkia. So, this is a mitzvah uveret, meaning the time's going to go by. So, pushing that into our Hanukkah, gentlemen.
We're going healthy.
Going to Hanukkah. What's a mitzvah uveret? Avdallah or Hanukkah candles? Mitzvah uveret means the mitzvah is going to pass you by. You may not be able to do it.
Havdalah you can do until Tuesday.
Havdalah you can do until Tuesday. There's one day that says until Sunday. Hanukkah candles, by Sunday morning, you're out. So this is a mitzvah uveret. Maybe Hanukkah candles should go first. And let's be honest, we're already after the time on Motzei Shabbos because you can't light from Shkia or from Tzeis. You're already plus. So therefore, those are the considerations that go into this question. So again, not a question that will bring down the Eiffel Tower, but a question it is. You have Havdalah and you have Hanukkah. If we go with Tadir v'sheino Tadir, open and shut, Havdalah, then Hanukkah candles. However, there's two considerations to the contrary. Number one, we want to always show that we don't think Shabbos is a terrible onus. We want to push it off as much as possible. And number two, it's a mitzvah uveret to light Hanukkah candles because by the morning you're knocked out of the box. Havdalah, you got till Tuesday, maybe till Sunday, but you got time. You got time. So, lahalacha, how do we paskin on this very not earth-shattering but important question? So you look at the Terumat HaDeshen. The Terumat HaDeshen is a responsum that's a joke. Why is it a responsum that's a joke? The Terumat HaDeshen, the one who wrote the Terumat HaDeshen, didn't really get questions and answer the answers. He wrote answers, and he said, no one's going to read my book, so he wrote questions as if they asked him questions. So one of the as-ifs that he writes is, they asked me what we should do first, Havdalah or Hanukkah candles. Yira'e, he says, de'mevarchin v'sofrin la'achar ha'kiddush. Friday night in shul, where the Terumat HaDeshen lived, they said kiddush in shul. So we have exactly the same case with Hanukkah candles at Motzei Shabbos, like with Sfira. What do you do first? Sfira Saomer or kiddush? He says, first, mevarchin v'sofrin la'achar ha'kiddush. You do kiddush first, and then you say Sfira Saomer. Va'af agav denahagu b'motzei Shabbat v'yom tov livarech v'lispor kodem havdalah. And even though on Motzei Shabbos we say Sfira before Havdalah in Shul, and the same thing goes true with regard to Motzei Yontiv, second night Yontiv in Chutz La'aretz, or the seventh night of Yontiv in Israel. Hatam haynu taima, mishum da'afuke yom ha'machrin anle. I know the Gemara and Brachos on the top over there. We want to show that we want to not get rid of Shabbos, so we push the Havdalah as much as possible away. Ulahachinami katapa minhagim. Temadlikim near Hanukkah bebeit haKnesset, kodem havdalah kedei la'achur yafuke yoma. So what does he basically say? Just like with Sfira, same idea. We always push off havdalah as much as possible. So on a regular Saturday night, you got nothing else to do. So havdalah comes first, last, nothing else. But when you have two things to do, we push off havdalah. So if you have Sfira and havdalah, do Sfira, push off havdalah. We don't want to show that we want to get rid of Shabbos. Okay. You got two things to do, Hanukkah candles and Avdallah. Push off Avdallah. You don't want to look like you're getting rid of Shabbos.
Okay, say shul is different than at home.
We'll get to that.
But those things are not Mechal and Shabbat. So are they a little bit, they're not.
So Bruce has a whole question against this whole wonderful raffle dazzle, push off Avdallah. Don't show that you want to get rid of Shabbos. Due respect, says Bruce, this whole thing doesn't make sense to me for a very simple reason. By lighting a candle of Hanukkah, you're showing it's not Shabbos, because if it was Shabbos, you wouldn't be lighting candles. The Taz is about to say what you're about to say. But we'll get to it. Let's go on order. The Beis Yosef. Who's the Beis Yosef? Rav Yosef Karo. He writes in his Beis Yosef, Betrumat Adeshin, Madlikin, Ner Chanukah, Bet HaKnesset, Kedei La'achur, Afuke D'Yoma. And guess what? The Ramah paskins this lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this lahalacha. The Bach paskins this lahalacha. And indeed, even later in life, the Shilat Yabetz, namely Rav Yaakov Emden, who thought like Bruce for a moment, said, nah, at the end of the day, Natati libi lachko yoter achei rayot ha-taz, and we'll get to the Taz. And at the end of the day, he says, with due respect, I can refute the whole Taz. You should first do Hanukkah, then Havdalah.
All those.
So let's think about this. The heavy hitters here, Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, based on a Truma tradition. The Ramah ends, brings in the Maharal Miprag, the Agur, the Kolbo, the Bach, who usually likes to poke at the Shulchan Aruch, here agrees with him. They all say, Motzei Shabbos, when you get home, first light the Hanukkah candles, then do Avdallah. The Avnei Nezer, who was a Sakach of a Rebbe, very, very, very innovative, sharp mind, he says the following. I have two proofs to prove this point, that first Havdalah, first Hanukkah candles, then Havdalah. Number one, he says, take a look at number one. We have a Gemara in Sukkah with regard to when do you make the bracha Shehechiyanu on the first night of Sukkot. As you know, Shehechiyanu is on the day, Sukkot is beginning. On the Sukkah you're sitting in for the first time in a year. When do you make the bracha? Do you make the bracha before Leishev Basukkah or after Leishev Basukkah? So it's a machlok is in the Gemara. And we paskin what? Before. Why? Because Chovat Hayom Adifa. Shehechiyanu is nice, but Chovat Hayom is to sit in the Sukkah, especially on the first night, and therefore that comes first. So the Chovat Hayom comes first. Ma'ashen ken Havdalah Shemavdilim v'hi Chovat HaShabbat. Havdalah is not a Saturday night halacha. Havdalah is a Shabbos of halacha. Namely, because of Shabbos, you make Havdalah. So the day already passed. Versus, when it comes to Sukkah, the day just started. So therefore, he says, the day already passed. The chova, the obligation to say Havdalah is because of Shabbos. Now, by the way, in parentheses, I'll just say, that's a machlokas. Is Havdalah the end of Shabbos or the beginning of the week? That's a machlokas Rishonim, in my opinion, but that's another shir. But he assumes it's a hachovah of Shabbos, so Shabbos already finished.
Isn't this the Kiddush pleasure also?
It's exactly the Kiddush. Look at what he says. It's the opposite of Kiddush. The Gemara and Psachim, Zachir b'Knisato, Zachir b'Yitziyato. So you begin Shabbos with that, you end Shabbos with this, so Shabbos already ended. So, quite frankly, the Chovat Hayom is not there.
When you make Kiddush, the question is when do you make over the Borger Gavin or acknowledge Shabbat first, which bracha comes first when we were saying Kiddush?
You know what happens. You did it last Friday night. What's the answer?
We do the Gefen at the end.
We do the Gefen because the Chachamim made a takana to make Kiddush over wine. But having said that, and that's what we do at Avdallah too, having said that, when you have two brachos, not Habroi Priya Gefen, they're all on a cup of wine, Shehechiyanu and Sukkah, Sukkah is because the day of Sukkot is beginning. Havdalah is because Shabbos already ended, past tense. But the day of Hanukkah, whatever night it is, just began. So the Chovat Hayom comes first. He says from that Gemara. Now again, we can go ahead and say maybe it's not a good proof, but that's what he says. Proof number two is what Mr. Weiser said. Yak Nahas! You start with whatever day you're in, namely, Motzei Shabbos is Yantiv, and then you go back to, oh, and we just finished Shabbos, Havdalah. First, Yayin Kiddush, today's a holy day, Yantiv, Motzei Shabbos is Yantiv, and then we go back to Havdalah. Those are basically his two proofs, and the bottom line is, he adds the third proof, the mitzvah overed issue, that indeed you'll only ought to light Hanukkah candles up to half an hour after tzeis, we're ready, late, so get that over with first, and then you got Avdallah till Sunday or Tuesday. Avnei Nezer. So these are heavy hitters over here. Look at the right side of the page. Pretty heavy, huh? You got the Ramah, you got the Shulchan Aruch, you got the Maharal, you got the Avnei Nezer, you got the Yabes. Everyone, Nimnu, and Enu, Vimlichu, Ve'amru, first Hanukkah candles, second Avdallah, probably because of the following reason, that when you have, any time you have Shabbos leaving, you push it off as much as possible. That's the main reason. There are other side reasons, the Chovat Hayom, the Mitzvah Overet, all those things the Avnei Nezer said. However, look on the left side of the page. The Abud Raham, unlike the Truma Tradition, the Abud Raham, Rabbi David Abud Raham, the Beit Yosef quotes him a lot. He is a Sephardi, so whoever's racist don't listen, but whoever's not racist can listen to the Abud Raham. He's a very important postik. He was the one that came up with the innovative idea that if indeed Asara B'Tavis came out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. He wrote a Perush on the Siddur that basically says that the Siddur is Biblical Hebrew, and since no one knows Biblical Hebrew anymore, I'm going to go ahead and translate the Siddur properly. And he did. The Abu Dram is also a posek, and he writes, Shiesh madlikim oto achashem avdilin alakos. First you say Havdalah, and then you light Hanukkah candles. The Abu Dram comes along the Taz. And this is interesting. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, I suggest you do this at home. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, you look. Simon Tuf Reish Pei Aleph, where this is written, Hilchos Chanukah is a small simon. You know, Motzei Shabbos, got like Chanukah candles, and the Shulchan Aruch says first light Chanukah candles, then Avdallah, and the Ramah just there, and so said this and that. Then you see a long tas, as long as I put it on the page, and I already cut it. Long tas, no proportion. Now, what's the story over here? The tas goes ballistic on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Ani shamati, I heard, look at the Ramah, Shaharav Maharal Miprag Asalach Alamasek Edat Hasheni. Unlike what the Ramah says, I heard the Maharal Miprag over there in Prague, if he had a golem or not, but with the golem or without the golem, what did he do? First he made Havdalah, and then he lit the Chanukah candles. I started to think about it. And I said, and now I'm about to tell you my entire thinking. It's a long taz. Usually the taz writes short, it's long. Now I'm going to paraphrase the taz. Number one, tadir v'sheino, tadir, tadir kodem. We do that throughout the year. So therefore, Havdalah, which comes every week, versus Chanukah candles that comes once a year, Havdalah should go first. That's the rule with talis and tefillin. That's the rule with Havdalah. Number two, he says, Lebeit Hillel de Sfirei, de Mavarech al Yayin Chila, Sfila de Tadir, Dochem alat Yilui Yoma. What did Bruce just say? Why don't you start with Kiddush? Says Beis Hillel, no, you start with wine. Why? Because you have two brachos. You got the Gebe Kiddush on wine. So you got two brachos, Bari Priya Guffin and Kiddush. What do you do more often? If you feel like drinking wine tonight, tomorrow, right now, you say Bari Priya Guffin. You can't say Kiddush now, that's a bracha levatala. It's Wednesday. Yes, I know this morning in davening, Yisit Lechun Aranan Allah Hashem, we're already preparing for Shabbos and all that. Beautiful, they told me that in kindergarten. But if you say Kiddush on a Wednesday, bracha levatala. Unless you're practicing. You have to practice Kiddush because you don't know the Hebrew, that's okay. But if you're not practicing, it's a bracha levatala. So comes along the Taz and says, look at Kiddush. We say Borei Pri HaGafen and then Kiddush. Why? Because Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. That's a second argument. That it's not just throughout Halacha. It's actually on this issue per se. Namely, Havdalah, you have a Borei Pri HaGafen and then Hamavdil. You say Borei Pri HaGafen first. So therefore, you should first say Havdalah and then Chanukah candles. And the second argument, basically, because the first two are basically the same, is the following. He says, due respect, I know the Gemara in Brachos. What do you think? I woke up yesterday. The Gemara says, anytime you can push off Shabbos, Havdalah, you push it off. That's all very nice. On one condition. What's the condition? That you don't violate Shabbos, and so Shabbos is over. So if Shabbos is over at 5:46, and at 5:47 you're singing Mizmor LeDavid Atkinu Sudata Kel Mistater and all the rest of the songs, and you're sitting there and you're continuing Shalosh Shudas, okay, you're pushing off Shabbos. I understand. Beautiful. You're machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. You're machmir for Rabbeinu Tam Plus. You're machmir for the Satmar Rebbe who finishes Shabbos on Sunday. Whatever you're machmir for, Mr. Weiser. When did the Satmar Rebbe finish Shabbos when you were his bachur?
About two hours
after it said in the calendar Shabbos was over. So 2 hours later, I can understand you pushing off Shabbos. Says the Taz, let me ask you a question. Yes, I know. That we can't talk about. When the Satmar Rebbe started Shabbos, we can't talk about. But quite frankly, says our Taz, there's no ma'alat afuke yoma. You gain nothing by doing Havdalah, by putting the Chanukah candles first and then Havdalah, and saying, oh, I'm pushing off Havdalah, I'm pushing off Shabbos. Why? You're going to be showing it's not Shabbos. How? By lighting the candle. What are you, trying to kid me? You're pushing off Shabbos. I'm pushing off Havdalah. Let me put on the TV. I'm pushing off. I love Shabbos so much. Let me check my phone. What do you mean? The minute you check your phone, it's not Shabbos. So says the Taz, there's absolutely, unequivocally nothing to be gained. In the case of Yak Nahas, says the Taz, yeah, you have what to be gained. Why? Think about it. You don't violate Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos can come. It's Yom Tov. You take a cup of wine in your hand. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos, right? You say Borei Pri HaGafen. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos, right? You say it's a holy day. Still, you're not violating Shabbos. And then you say Borei Me'orei HaEsh. That's the moment that it's no longer Shabbos. So you are pushing off Shabbos. But on a Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, by lighting the Chanukah candles, you're showing, point positive, Shabbos is finished. If it wasn't finished, there would be no light in my window. It would be dark. But now that there's light, it's not Shabbos. So you're gaining nothing. You can push off the day if indeed you do nothing against Shabbos. So if you're sitting at a tish of the Satmar Rebbe, then you're pushing off Shabbos. But the minute you put on your phone, you're not pushing off Shabbos. By the way, today we have a middle path. We have videos, YouTube clippage, of certain Rabbeim sitting at Shalashuddis, still in the middle of Shabbos, and someone taking a video of them. So what do you call that? So the answer is very simple. The people sitting at Shalashuddis swaying back and forth don't even see the guy taking the film, or at least make it as if they don't see it. They're pushing off Shabbos. But the guy who's taking the video said Baruch HaMavdil, or said Havdalah already, and he's taking the video.
It can't take a video because it's dark.
It's dark, but he takes it. We have clippage.
Is there an aspect of Shabbos that's not malachal?
He started to show us, and most of the time it's after Shabbos.
Right.
Is there an aspect of Shabbos that's not malachal related that you can extend some level of kedusha?
So obviously the ones that disagree with the Taz say yes. There's an aspect of Shabbos that's not malachal related. Because if you think of it, Shabbos is built on no's, and yeses. And one of the yeses is that this day is different from all other days and many other things that you can continue doing. For example, you wear nicer clothing. So the minute you don't take off your nicer clothing, maybe that's continuing. That must be the logic of those that say make Avdol a list. Because if not, as Bruce said, but you're putting on the candle. How are you extending Shabbat? So the sum of the Taz. Tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. And we practice this lahalacha lamaisa every time you say Kiddush. Borei Pri HaGafen comes before Kiddush. Number two, by lighting the Chanukah candles, you're showing it's not Shabbos, because Shabbos, you don't light candles. That's what the Taz says. The Yabetz, Rav Yaakov Emden, says that Avi Mori HaGaon. Who's Avi Mori HaGaon? Who is the father, the teacher of the Yabetz, of Rav Yaakov Emden?
You're close.
It's not Zion, it's a Tzaddik. It's like your name.
What's the first letter of his name?
Tzaddik. Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi was the father of the Yabetz. Avi Mori HaGonza. The Avi Mori HaGonza was a very, very original thinker because he had the best of both worlds. He was an Ashkenazi that became a Sephardic rabbi. They called him Rabbi Tzvi Ashkenazi because he was in a Sephardi shul. You understand? They made fun of him because of his Ashkenazi background. That's what they called him. He's the Ashkenazi rabbi we have. He's like the token Ashkenazi we have in the Sephardi shul. It's always good for your gaiva to have beasts in such places, I have to admit. No, it really is. It really is. The first time in my life that I was in a Turkish Sephardic shul, I finally understood what a Baal Tshuva and a convert goes through. When you're in shul and you don't know what's flying. You don't know what they're doing. It was a wonderful experience because it humbled you. So, Rav Ashkenazi was very humble, but he was a very original thinker because he had the best of both worlds. So he's the one that famously said that when you come to Israel for Yontif, you have to keep how many days of Yontif?
One.
Because it's based on where your feet are. If you're in Israel, one day. By logic, therefore, if you're in Chutzlar, it's 2 days. He was the one that said that. Everyone quotes him. Very innovative. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. It's against here. Here's another example of against the Shulchan Aruch. Listen to what he says. Avi Mori HaGonza. Now again, Rav Yaakov Emden was very sharp because he wasn't a rabbi of a community. He had money from the government to publish his books. So therefore he was like a blogger. He can write whatever he wants and he was very sharp. So maybe the Chacham Tzvi said it more humbly, but he says it in his name very sharply. Ready? Avi Mori HaGonza, the Chacham Tzvi, Mal'ig. Translate?
Mocks.
Laughs. Mal'ig al da'at ha-sovrim l'hagdim ha-hadlaka. He laughed at all those that said, first light Chanukah candles and then Avdalah. He laughed. He said, it's a joke. U'veshuv k'shayiti b'veit avi zal b'levov. And when I was in my father's house in Levov, Hiruni, he showed me. Gam ken tshuva sheshivkach bepshitut. He showed me a tshuva that said so. Laharaba gaon maharami brod. The rabbi of Brod, right? It says here exactly, he was eventually the abbeis din in Amsterdam. Said exactly that. It's simple. Why is it so simple? We said it. Tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. And if you put on the Hanukkah candles, you're not extending Shabbos. It's simple. It's simple. So this is a Sephardic Rav, in an Ashkenazic Rav in a Sephardic community. He quotes someone else. So let's see who we cover today. We have Rav Yosef Karo, the Sephardi, says, first light Hanukkah candles. We have the Ramah, the Ashkenazi, says, first light Hanukkah candles. And they have a whole slew of people that agree with them. Tataz Ashkenazi, let's call him a Litvak, he says, absolutely, it's a joke. The Chacham Tzvi, he's inverted. He's an Ashkenazi, but he's in a Sephardic shul, so he has to make himself like a Sephardi. He says, Havdalah first, it's all a joke. He even makes fun of those that said otherwise. Who's left? We took care of Litvaks, we took care of Hasidim, Ashkenazim. Let's see what the Hasidim do. You know, even by Hasidim, it's important to know what they do. I know many people think the Hasidim always go against Halacha. That's not true. The Ma'or Vashemesh. The Ma'or Vashemesh is one of the great Hasidic leaders. He's buried in Krakow. The whole cemetery is called in his name. It's a huge cemetery. On the top of his grave is a big, big ohel. He was very much into Kabbalah, and therefore yours truly doesn't understand a word he usually says. But sometimes he writes halacha. Here's one of those cases. The Ma'or Vashemesh.
You didn't mention the Rambam.
Hmm?
The Rambam.
The Rambam, basically, I didn't mention. I have to look it up. You're right. I have to look up what the Rambam says. I'm pretty sure he says like the Shulchan Aruch, or the Shulchan Aruch would have said something like the Rambam says otherwise, or maybe the Rambam doesn't talk about it. But I'll look it up. Hine shamati ma'adonim ha'me'admor mivin butzna, or I don't know, kadisha. Marino Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Alevi mikilat Kodesh Lublin. So it was the Lublin Rav called the Butzna Rebbe. Shamar b'shem agon isha lokim ha'manoach marino Rav Shmuel Shmelki. He was a great Hasidic leader, Shmuel Shmelki from Nixukaburg. Shebezeh halacha katurei zahav lahavdil tchila v'akachach ladlik ner Chanukah v'chen minageinu. Our minag is first of Dala, then Chanukah Ternos. Then he gives a Kabbalistic point of view as to why. We said Tadir v'sheino Tadir, once you light Chanukah candles, point positive that it's not Shabbos, so it's Chanukah, I thought I'll give you all a treat. We don't have too many sufganiyot on the table, just chocolate chip cookies. Here's the treat for the day, a little Kabbalah. You heard it from my mouth. You'll say, oh my gosh, he talked Kabbalah today. The man's going wild. Soon he'll start going to a certain place for Rosh Hashanah. I'll have a big white kippah on his head. Who knows what's going to happen to poor Yoshua. Well, here's my treat for Chanukah. Everybody ready? Says the Ma'or of Hashemesh. Ki echev yitchiyah ner Chanukah kodem avdala. Ki ma'achar sha'alta b'shabbat l'aliyah gdola v'arama en tzorech ma'ner Chanukah la'alota al yado. He basically says a Jew's a lowly individual. He's a lowly individual. He wants to be sanctified. Shabbos comes and sanctifies the Jew. Brings up the Jew to high spiritual levels. Now during a measly day of the week, a Wednesday night, you need the Chanukah candles to bring you up a little. But if you have Shabbos, you don't need the Chanukah candles. So therefore, says the Ma'or of Hashemesh, you don't need the Chanukah candles until when? Shabbos is over. Then you go down to the low level. You got to be brought up again by the Chanukah candles. That's what he says. It's a beautiful Kabbalistic point of view on what Shabbos can do, on the power of candles. Oh, beautiful. Like a char shehivdil b'halacha l'kedushat ha-Shabbat, as min ha-tzorek la'alot al yedei ner Chanukah. Ba'al ken tzuchim, t'chila la'avdil. V'achakach la'hadlik ner Chanukah la'alot ha-vedat l'navon kal. Which is another way of saying, anyone that thinks logically would get to this. I never got to this. I thought logically, maybe I don't, but I never thought of this one. But quite frankly, he says, that's the reason. So quite frankly, what do we do? What do we do? The Bir Halacha, which brings, as you know, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, brings all the points of view. Right side of the page says, Maharal Mipak, Tosfos Yom Tov, Pri Chadash, Halber Achronim, Mogen Avraham, Eliyahu Rabba, Grub, Beit Meir. Everyone says first Chanukah candles and then Avdalah, and he quotes a Meiri, who's one of the Rishonim that says so. But on the other hand, he says, Ayen B'Mishnah Berurah, the Taz, the Yeshko, others said otherwise. Now, if you count the points of view based on my page in front of you, you will see that there's more points of view that say first Chanukah candles and then Havdalah. But that's just based on my page. Maybe there's more out there. I didn't go out and check what does each person say. Now, on this question, what are we paskin?
Both ways.
Answer.
Either way.
This is a beautiful example of what I said at the beginning of this year. Namely, don't believe slogans. They're cheap. And don't believe generalizations. Gentlemen, on this question, any way you go, you're right and you're wrong. If you do Havdalah first, so Tadir v'sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem, I understand. On the other hand, I'm losing out on pushing off the Kedusha of Shabbos to the latest possible moment. If I do Hanukkah candles first, maybe I'm gaining pushing off the Kedusha of Shabbos or showing that I don't want to get rid of Shabbos, but I'm losing on Tadir v'sheino Tadir. Therefore, on this question, what should be the answer? Whatever your family is. Turn the page. The Mishnah Brura, going through all of this, says, Ayen bebira locha sheveinu diyesh bezet deyot ben arishonim. Ve'al kein, bebeit ha-kneset en l'shanot ha-minhag shanagu b'Yisrael ha-advik mikodem ha-chakach la-avdil. In shul, there was an age-old minhag to first do the Hanukkah candles and they say Avdallah in the shuls that say Avdallah. Now I can explain why in shul that's so, because see, in shul one guy lights the Hanukkah candles. 99 people don't. So therefore that one guy paskin like the Shulchan Aruch and all that. Alright, not bad.
You said that's a Hanukkah. You've made Avdallah.
Okay, and then you make Avdallah.
No, but you've made Avdallah in Shulchan.
That's the verbal Avdallah. We're talking about the Avdallah with the candle. The verbal Avdallah doesn't violate Shabbos. You can make the verbal Avdallah on Shabbos from Plaga Mincha, and you still can't violate Shabbos till Shabbos is over.
Yeah.
But at home, Uba Bayit, says the Mishnah Bura, David Kemaravid or David Kemaravid? Explain?
Either way goes.
Either way goes. I can't paskin on this one. This one, up for grabs. You know what it's like? Where is this exact language used? Can you start Ma'ariv from Plaga Mincha if you daven Ma'ariv before Plaga Mincha? Rabbi Yehuda says yes, the Chachamim say no. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Markik the Maravid, Markik the Maravid. I see it both ways. Where else do we say this? Now this is not such a typical example. It happens once in a blue moon. When Erev Shabbos is Erev, when Shabbos is Erev Pesach, what do you do for Shalosh Shudas? You can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah. What do you do for Shalosh Shudas? Any way you go, you're going to gain and lose. So you got to pick. You got to pick what you're going to do. You can't yotze yedei chovat kol hashitos. Same thing with Avdallah and Hanukkah candles. This Motzei Shabbos. I'll just read the Biur Halacha and I'll take Mr. Weiss's question. Al kena nachon nitnaheg b'ze kemo sheskimu kama achronim. Debe beit ha-kneset en leshanot ha-minak shenagu mi'olam adlik ner Hanukkah kodem. Ubebeito, however, at home, David kemaravid, David kemaravid, vegam b'prim v'gadim katav. De'en li go ha-shum adam ki esh lal milismoch. I could see it both ways. Everyone should follow their custom. So this Motzei Shabbos, before you do whatever you do, everyone should have in mind, I am continuing my family custom. Yes, Mr. Weiser.
The fee and the Ashanti, it doesn't make sense what you say, that it wants to extend the Shabbat. He likes candles.
Correct.
So
the Taz says it doesn't make sense. Mr. Weiser says I agree with the Taz. It doesn't make sense. How can you extend the Shabbos by lighting the Hanukkah candles? By lighting Hanukkah candles, Shabbos is over. That's like saying I'm extending Shabbos. Put on the TV. What do you mean you're extending Shabbos by putting on TV? It's not Shabbos. Right. So that makes perfect sense. If we have to knock sense into it, we'll say, okay, you're not extending the malachot of Shabbos, the yisurim. We're just extending the mitzvah zase. You're still wearing your nice clothing, whatever it might be. Yes, Harold.
We had a shir this year, last year, about geirut. What happens if you're geir? You just became Jewish right before Hanukkah. What should you do? Should you do Havdalah first or like
this was a big question. Wow. Interesting. A whole shir?
Well, we got a shir about Geirut, so I'm saying what should he do as
I'd like to answer the question. I'm not gonna go through all the sources at the end of the page, but I put a lot of sources at the end of the page that talking about following minhag of what the people do. Namely that people, the Jewish people, have a healthy intuition I'm talking about the people that care about halacha, as to what the minhag is to do in places where there's a machlokas. So if all the Jewish people said one way, it's hard for me to believe that they're all wrong. In other words, even though I learned the sugya in Psachim, that on the night of the Seder, it seems like you're supposed to take two matzahs, break one in the middle, and you don't have lecha mishneh. That seems to be the pshat. And many Rishonim too. Minhag Am Yisrael is to take three. Interesting. So, the Gemara in Brachos brings one point of view, Rabbi Tarfon, that says, before you drink a cup of water, you should make which bracha? Borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan, before you drink the water. And the Gemara ends, no, amrale pukhazimah madavar. What does that mean? Get up and see what the people do. No one is saying borei nefashos before they drink water. Rashi, ha'ech noagim, mekana adgul, levarech b'tchila shahakol, levarech borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan, amal kol mashabara, afterwards. The Yerushalmi says the same thing, kol v'man shakya, haminhag rofefet biyado, you don't know what to do. So what are you supposed to do? See what the people do. In this case, it's not going to be the people. Everyone lights in their own house. This is a perfect example of see what your family minhag is. So a ger, you want to know what I think? Know what I always tell a ger? I tell him, theoretically, you can do what you want. You don't have any family custom. In my humble opinion, you should follow the custom of the primary mentor and teacher that brought you to Judaism. And now that will become your custom. That is the biggest kavod you can give to the rabbi, to the educator, to someone that brought you to Judaism. That's what I would have answered. Especially on these kinds of questions.
Okay.
So those people do Havdalah kind of late, for whatever reason. Could they send a minor out, Katan, to light the somebody outside?
What do you
do Havdalah? And then they'll again light it, if it's still...
I don't understand what you're suggesting.
You want to have the Chanukah lit outside when there's a crowd. Everyone's outside now. But you happen to be, you for whatever reason, the Havdalah is going to be done late.
First of all, I don't know what you gain, because if you assume that the Katan, meaning a minor, can fulfill the obligation for you,
because
he's Chayav, you're assuming he's Chayav Derabanan to do mitzvos, because he knows what a mitzvah is, what a Chanukah menorah is, and you're Chayav Derabanan. Even though you're Chayav Derabanan as an adult and he is a child, quite frankly, if you assume that's correct, and I'm not sure that's correct, again, I can poke a lot of holes in what I just said, then you're Yotze with his Hadlaka. If you're Yotze with his Hadlaka, you're telling the whole world it's not Shabbos.
Well, the whole world is out there. Everyone else does.
I don't know what you gain from that.
Well, because if the Pesulim Mitzvah, you're not Mechal Shabbos by any Shabbos, because you don't attend it.
But if you're Yotze with his Hadlaka, you are Mechal Shabbos.
You're not Yotze with it. You're going to light it.
What do you mean you're not Yotze with it?
You're going to light it in later. You just want the...
You just want the people to see there's a menorah.
The Pesulim Mitzvah. If the Mitzvah... I'm going to
answer,
Bruce. 11, 12 at night,
I'm going to answer,
no one's on the street.
I'm going to answer, Bruce. Bruce, that is the worst chinuch I can give a child. It's basically saying, we, the adults, brought the Shabbos, but you're a minor, it's not Shabbos. Mm. The best way to mechanech a kid is to say, what we do, you do. Okay. Or to be more precise, I know I practice what I preach, and I hope you will one day too. In this house, those are the rules. When you leave this house, I hope so too. By already differentiating, it's a bad idea. And I'll give you a proof of what I say. Gemara Neruven asks, what happens if indeed there's a bris on Yom Kippur? You're supposed to make a bracha on wine at a bris, but you can't. It's a fast day. So what do? One of the suggestions was give it to a minor that's eating. The Gemara says, bad idea. Why? Because eventually he'll get older, and he'll remember that every Yom Kippur you're supposed to drink wine. Differentiating between adults and kids is a bad idea on two accounts. Number one, it's bad chinuch, because when he gets older, he'll continue doing that. If you think it's wrong, he's continuing to do that. Number two, with your own child on Shabbos, specifically, there's a pasuk that goes against what you say. If you assume it's violating Shabbos, again, I'm not saying it is, lo taseh kol malacha, ata, you, meaning anyone above bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, uvincha uvitecha. So with regard to Shabbos per se, that might not be a good idea. As a matter of fact, it might be violating a biblical prohibition.
No, I was presuming Shabbat is out already, just you haven't done Havdalah yet in your family.
Again, if you say Shabbat is out, then you're gaining nothing. If you're saying, no, we're continuing Shabbos, then it's to be for the kid as well as for them.
Right.
So this Motzei Shabbos, gentlemen, we went through all the various sources. Everyone should follow their minhag because there is no halacha. When people ask, what do we do on Motzei Shabbos? The answer has to be, what did you do last year? You don't remember? What did your grandfather do? Your father did? What did your ancestors do? Because on this issue, you got to take a stand And you gain and you lose. Whatever you do, you're going to gain and you lose. There's no way latzeit yedei chovat kol hashitos on this issue. The only way latzeit yedei chovat kol hashitos is to do nothing. Not to do Abdullah, not to light Hanukkah candles. In that case, everyone will agree, you're a terrible person. You're not lighting Hanukkah candles and you're not doing Abdullah. Everyone will agree, what's the matter with you? Both the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz will come up and gang up on you. But if you're going to do something, you gain and you lose, you got to make a decision.